today in the Åland Islands, there's a very special auction. Two of the world's oldest bottles of champagne are going under the hammer, and they're expected to fetch more than 100,000 euros each. These bottles of champagne were discovered on a shipwreck last year at the bottom of the Baltic Ocean. I'm with Taneli Lehtonen, who's a sommelier at a Helsinki's Savoy restaurant. Taneli, you've had a chance to taste some of the champagne. If somebody was lucky enough to buy it and open it at a dinner party, what can they expect from this 150-year-old champagne?
So, what they are going to expect, they are having it's a little bit oxidized flavor, but still this sherry, quite a pear and a sweet apple flavors. And even it's so old, you get still the fruitiness on the at the wine. And on the mouth palate, it's a sweet, as it used to be now and then. And of course, you get still bubbles, which is amazing, and still really alive, the champagne.
Well, just explain a little bit why the champagne has kept so well for 150 years at the bottom of the Baltic Sea. What conditions have led to this?
So the main thing is that it has been in bottom of the sea. You get the right temperature at the all the time, and of course at the champagne you get the bubbles which are helping the champagne to keep well, and of course you get the sweetness also, which is also very good. So if you want to keep the champagne a little bit longer, so the sweetness also helps to give it good condition.
The fashion in champagne has changed since these bottles have been at the bottom of the ocean. Tell me a little bit about the taste of the Veuve Clicquot 150 years ago compared to a modern-day bottle of the same...
The first thing is, of course, the Veuve Clicquot nowadays, it's very fresh. You get a much more strong acidness on the wine. It's bone dry, which the older one is not. It's sweet. And in compared to that, you get a little bit like a toasted flavors on the wine, and of course the same apple flavor what you get on the older vintages.
And finally, Taneli, if you're having a night off work and you want to open a bottle of wine and relax, what do you choose?
Well, because I'm choosing the wines daily for the customers, so when I spend my free time, I'll let my girlfriend choose the wines for us.
Taneli Lehtonen, who's the sommelier at Helsinki's Savoy restaurant, thank you very much for talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.